Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I love to help people with their gardens, and that's what we do from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. We're so glad you're here. I do have my delicious cup of tea. And good morning, Lizzie. What are you drinking?
Six shots of espresso with heavy cream and honey.
There you go.
That's my normal, unless I want to be like Teresa on a Saturday, and then I'm like, I gotta have tea.
Well, it's me, tea all the time. And so we've got a great morning here. It was really foggy this morning, Lizzie.
Yeah, Teresa texted me this morning, and she's like, be careful. I think she was actually testing me. Are you running late this morning? I think that's what the text originally was saying, but she said, watch out for the fog. And I'm like, okay. And I went and checked on Gerald and his crew, and then I went to go pull on the highway, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't see nothing. I'm like, wow, thank you for the warning. It's bad. It really is bad out there.
It is. And my daughter is driving home. She is a nurse and one of those heroes that is so compassionate and caring, and she's just a great nurse.
Yes, thank you.
And she is driving home right now. So, Baba, you be careful driving home. Have a good night's sleep.
Yes, and thank you for what you do, girl.
She is amazing. And so, Lizzie, it's hard to believe, but here in Florida, 2 weeks ago, it was snowing. And it's been in the 80s this week. And, you know, and it wasn't just a few flakes and, yay, we got snow, and the flakes, you know, disappear before they hit the ground. We're talking 4 to 10 inches yes. in the panhandle.
Yes.
You know, and that's incredible because right now I have my AC on.
And you know what? I went through and I summarized the turkey runs and the turkey gazebos that we have for them. Uh-huh. And I would literally pull all my heaters, and I didn't realize that I own 20 something heaters for 7 turkeys.
So do you put one in every corner, and everybody has their own corner?
Yes, because let me explain to you. And they don't have just one corner. Okay, I have 7 turkeys, all right? So each one has like 2 heaters each, okay, because they're very finicky. And they're just like, you know what? I can't see around the heater today, so I'm just going to move over to this side. So then I'd put a heater over there. And then they would move back over here. It's ridiculous, but yes.
That's funny. So it's a great week for gardening. I'm just going to tell you this week weather is... this is just postcard weather for Florida. You know, we just have partly cloudy skies or partly sunny, and it's going to be sun, 80 degrees. So, but if you're new to Better Lawns and Gardens, I like to start the morning out, you know, because you have to know certain things when you're gardening or just be aware. And I just think that a lot of people aren't aware of their property, what's going on out in the world. You know, we get into our car, we drive on I-4, and we go to work, and we get back in the car and drive back home, and we don't notice what's going on outside. And so I think that's important when we love to garden, when we want to take care of our property, that we know what's going on. So I like to start the morning out knowing what the week is going to be like, the weather is going to be like in my landscape. We're dependent on several important bits of information to know what to plant and how to maintain our landscape. So one is our soil conditions, what kind of soil conditions we have, how much moisture is in the ground, then 2, the sunlight, and 3, the weather. What's going to be happening? What do I need to do? So North Florida, it's going to be sunny, low 80s, possible rain Thursday and Friday and Sunday for North Florida. It may not get down into Central Florida, though. Central Florida is going to be low 80s all the week. Rain projected, possibility, I mean, it's not going to be a deluge, but it's just going to be possible rain showers on Thursday and Sunday, and that's not counting tomorrow. So it's next weekend, Valentine's Day weekend. It's going to be a beautiful week in Tampa, low 80s, rain Thursday and Sunday. So North and Central Florida, we're going to get a little bit of rain. South Florida, not going to see it. Miami, Key West, Port St. Lucie, all you guys, it's going to be high in the 70s, which is lovely wintertime weather. High in the 70s and 80s. Low 80s, but no chances of rain for about 9 days. Same for West Palm Beach and Key West. Beautiful weather all week, no rain. So what does that mean? Well, with those temperatures, you are going to need to have your irrigation system, come on one time, just giving those roots a little bit of moisture so they can get rooting and get growing again. And the dead grass is going to recover. If you have zoysia, centipede, bahia grass, it's going to recover and start to get green as you mow it.
My ryegrass has lost its mind. It looks like a shag carpet now across our acreage. I mean, it's beautiful. But I'm just like, you're not going to last.
It's not going to last. No. Ryegrass, once it starts hitting into the 80s all the time, it's going to start to decline.
Thanks.
So want to say good morning to Nick. He's already texted us this morning, so that's wonderful. If you'd like to give us a call later on in the program, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And so this next weekend is Valentine's Day, and I'd like to give a shout out to Peterson's Nursery. They are going to have today the vegetable gardening for the spring. So you definitely want to check that out and visit them this morning. That's going to be at 9:30. So you can go to Peterson's Nursery. Men, do you have your Valentine's Day gift yet for your gardener in your life? Well, no worries. I have an idea where you don't have to do anything all week, but have a wonderful romantic event with a chance to let the love of your life pick her own Valentine's Day gift. Coming up, it's your chance. We got David White. He is a 25-year orchid enthusiast and a member of the Greater Orlando Orchid Society. If you have orchids, ever wanted to learn about orchids, or would like the opportunity to buy exotic orchids, now's your chance. David's going to be on. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you've ever had to just look and think about what you would like to give for Valentine's Day, we have some thoughts for you. Our next guest is David White. He is a 25-year orchid grower and a member of the Greater Orlando Orchid Society, and he loves orchids. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. I'm excited to have you on today because we're going to be talking about one of the best gifts you can give for Valentine's Day. And so I think this is wonderful because it's a popular gift, and that's orchids. So tell me, David, when did you fall in love with orchids?
Well, I guess I fell in love with orchids about 20, 25 years ago when, you know, like most of us, we got an orchid as a gift and we really didn't know what to do with it. So you had to, you know, look around, find out how to keep it alive, kill a few, and then buy a few more and keep them alive.
There you go. You learn through experience there.
Exactly.
And I think that's what most of us do with love, too. So it kind of fits, right? And so so what kind of orchids do you like to grow?
Well, when I first started out, Phalaenopsis, which is the most common orchid that you see in Publix and mm-hmm. other places, big box stores, but because they're cheaper and they're easier to grow. But nowadays, I like to grow Catlias, which most people recognize as like a torsage orchid.
Mm-hmm.
Great big flower, showy flower. But I also like Bulbophyllums because they're so unique and so odd looking.
That's wonderful because I know what those look like, so that's pretty exciting to me. So people generally have an idea that orchids are hard to grow, and what do you say to that?
Well, like anything else, you're going to kill a few. I mean, I still kill a few, so it's not, you're not going to save them all, but most people kill orchids because they give them too much care.
They love them too much.
They over-fertilize them. They give them too much light. Those are the reasons why they have problems growing orchids.
Okay, so in saying that, so what kind of conditions do orchids need? What kind of care do they need?
Well, they like, different orchids require different things, but most general, I would say filtered bright light, high humidity, and a sufficient amount of water and maybe fertilizer once a month.
Okay. And so what kind of fertilizer do you like? Because there's quite a few out there. Do you use granules or do you use liquid?
Well, I use a granular that is water soluble. It's Peters 20-20-20. Mm-hmm. I buy that because it's the most inexpensive for what I use, mm-hmm. or for what I do. And it is, you know, I put like a tablespoon per a gallon of water and do that maybe once a month.
Okay, that's can you burn? Because I mean that's 60% fertilizer. So can you burn orchids by fertilizing them with liquid fertilizer?
Well, this is 100% organic, and it does. I have not burnt any that I'm aware of. Uh-huh. I have a Dosatron injector, mm-hmm. that injects fertilizer every time I water at a diluted solution. So I guess if you put it, extremely heavy, there's possibility of burning. Yes.
Okay, so I don't want to scare anybody off. So because you've been a gardener with orchids and growing orchids for 25 years. Can the normal person, a beginner garden, can they fertilize without an injector?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for years and years, I used to use one of those watering into the water hose, watering fertilizing units that
right.
you use in your yard. I used to use one of those for years and years. That's the cheapest and the easiest way to do it. Or you can just put a tablespoon of fertilizer in a gallon of water, and if you only have four or five orchids, just drench them.
Yeah, just drench them, because it's actually the roots that need to be watered. And so what kind of mediums
correct.
Do orchids grow in? Because you don't plant them in dirt, right?
No, you don't plant them in dirt, but, well, there's several different things. Like Phalaenopsis, they generally prefer... they don't... Well, you can plant them in bark, or you can plant them in... I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, sphagnum moss and things.
Sphagnum moss, thank you very much. Uh-huh. Yeah, sphagnum moss is what they usually prefer to grow in. Cattleyas and bogophyllums, they prefer to be in some type of a bark.
Okay, because orchids grow in trees. So they're epiphytes, and so their roots don't need to be in the ground. And so how often do they bloom?
Well, most of them, if you can get them to bloom once a year, you're doing well. Some of them will bloom twice a year. It just depends on the conditions that they're being grown in and the care that you give them. But even so, like I say, most of the time, once a year is about all you're going to get.
Okay. And so do you move them inside and out?
I have a greenhouse, so I'm fortunate enough not to have to move them around.
Mm-hmm.
But before I had a greenhouse, yeah, I had to take them from a lot of people in our orchid society. They don't have greenhouses. They have shade rooms or they have pool enclosures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they grow most of their orchids. So a good shade room, you can take them in and out from there or bring them in your house or put them in their garage for a couple of days and... that works fine during cold weather.
So this weekend, next weekend, Valentine's Day, the Greater Orlando Orchid Society, you're going to have a show. And what kind of event is this?
It's a very fun event. We have 11 vendors, local vendors from Central Florida. They're very knowledgeable in growing plants, so they'll be more than willing to help you pick out the right orchid for you and help you to learn to grow it. We'll have a raffle table. We will draw a raffle for a free orchid plant, not a free orchid plant, but you buy for $5, you get 6 raffle tickets, and they will draw these tickets twice a day, and you can win several plants. We have many different vendors we'll have a lot of people from our society that will be walking around greeting people, trying to give them information about our society, and also talking to them about growing orchids or answering any questions that anyone would have.
That's great. Now, where is it held?
Okay, it's held at the Orlando Garden Club building, which is located at 710 East Rollins Street. And the hours are Friday the 14th, 9 to 5, Saturday the 15th, 9 to 5, Sunday the 16th, 11 to 3, and the admission is $3 in cash, because That's the only way we have to receive it.
Okay.
And parking is free.
That's wonderful. So this is the Orlando Garden Club, which is directly behind Advent Health and the the Orlando Planetarium there. So that's very cool. And so can they buy, can they just get tickets before, and or do they have to, you know, or they pay at the door?
Either they pay at the door.
Okay, so now orchids are a popular gift to give for a Valentine's gift. So I think that any gentleman out there who would love to give their sweetheart a wonderful event, this is going to be a wonderful day to come and say, honey, select which orchid you'd like, and they can learn all about it.
Well, the good thing about an orchid is it will bloom for, some of them will bloom for a month. If you go and spend money on a dozen roses, if you get a week out of those, you're doing well.
That's true. You know, I told my husband when we first started dating, don't buy me dead flowers. And so so he knew not to buy me cut flowers, to buy me something that's living. And so orchids are just the wonderful gift for that. So I certainly appreciate it. David, so tell everybody where it's located again and the times and the cost.
Okay, it's $3 to get in, cash please, free parking, and it's located, we are located at the Orlando Garden Center building, which is located behind the Advent Hospital off of Princeton. The address is 710 East Rollins Street. And the hours are Friday 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 11 to 3.
Now, free parking, that's excellent. So tell us about the Orlando or the Greater Orlando Orchid Society and when you have meetings.
We have meetings the third Tuesday of the month. And we meet down at the Beardall Senior Center. And to join the club is $25 for a year. But in that $25, you get two free orchids, one in July 4th, which is our birthday, and one at Christmas time. So we have a covered dish dinner that once a month. We have programs. It's a wonderful gathering. We have about 60 or 70 members.
And I tell you, it's a lot of fun to go because I've talked to you guys and I've been to your meetings, and it is wonderful. I've been to the Greater Orlando Orchid Society show, and it's a fun event. Thank you so much for coming on, David.
I appreciate you doing this. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. It's a great group of people. They're so eager and welcome to give you information. So if you love orchids or would like to try them, you know, check out the Great Orlando Orchid Show next weekend. And it's at the Orlando Garden Club. And just walk through and see. You will fall in love with one of them. And I will tell you that orchids are pretty easy to grow. And
see, and I fall in that category that I'm just like, I don't own an orchid because I don't really so much kill stuff per se. But man, like the orchids just seem to be so insensitive. And it's just like, I like put it up on a pedestal. I'm like, oh, like I will not get near you. So, but this is encouraging hearing him talk and stuff.
Yes.
And so this is very encouraging.
I'm going to get you some orchids. And that's what I will get you some orchids, and we'll try and see, we'll time how long it lives.
Yes.
We're going to be back with your questions, gardening questions. We would love to hear from you. And 1-888-455-2967. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. We got Dr. Gary Bachman. He's already listening with his coffee from Sweden, his Morgan coffee roast.
I will try not to be sick because I hear he's coming in town sometime this year.
He is. He's going to be in the studios later on in the summer. And but we're going to talk to him in the second hour. And also, I want to say, check out Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand, 33 West Michigan Street. They have some beautiful flowers and shrubs, native plants for your landscape. Giving a living plant as a gift for Valentine's Day is so loving. We're going to talk about some of the meanings of the flowers when we come back Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Want to give a special thank you to David White, and he is a member and board member of the Greater Orlando Orchid Society. They meet at the Beardall Senior Center there in Orlando, right off of Orange Avenue. And you want to make plans to go to the Orchid Show next week. It's a great event. Take your special boyfriend or girlfriend and go and select your very own.
I'm all about traditions and doing stuff with the family.
Yeah.
Start something new this year. It's a brand new year. Well, yeah. Okay. It's a brand new year. I still consider it brand new.
Yes.
And it still smells new anyway.
The kids.
Yep. Start
and
brand
show
new.
Them. Exactly. Exactly. And so it'll be a great event. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it'll be a lot of fun. And so also, too, the newsletter is coming out this weekend. If you haven't signed up for it, it's free in your backyard. I give you what to do in the month of February. And, you know, don't worry. You got plenty of time. There's not that much to do. And then also, too, Lizzie updates you on her garden adventures and her turkey family. And it's growing. And then also my plant of the month. My landscaper malpractice, wait till you see it this month.
See, that's the most interesting part of the newsletters, from us being a former landscape company and me going, did we do that? You know, seriously, but it's something to, because people don't realize that you have a voice. You're paying these people. Now, you don't have to be jerk faces, but Teresa gives you suggestions of what they should do and shouldn't do. So that's a good part of that newsletter.
Yes. And I felt so bad on this one. And, you know, I kind of want to stop and help, but I have to tell you, one time I saw a little small church, and I won't say where it was being built, but it was a brand new little church, and they were planting 5 oak trees in about, I would say, 60 feet. That's a lot of oak trees in 60 feet. And then in between them, they were putting crepe myrtles. And then underneath the crepe myrtles and the oaks, they were putting in viburnums. And I'm going, oh my goodness, this is terrible. That poor little church doesn't have the money. They're not going to, I mean, those plants aren't going to be healthy. Those, you know, they're going to die. And, you know, it's just crepe myrtles aren't going to bloom underneath oak trees. And then they're going to go through the oak. I mean, I was just going crazy. But I would go past it every morning. And I said, you know, I really need to stop and help this church.
So then one night she snuck out of bed and then she went and she dug up the trees that shouldn't be there and moved them around.
No. And so one morning I saw a car there, because during the week there's no cars. You know, the church is only open on the weekends, right? Okay. So I saw a car there. And so I pulled in and I turned around and I go, hi, you know, I'm Teresa Watkins. And they didn't know who I was, you know, and I didn't. It was just so funny. But I pulled in and I said, you know, the oak trees, we need to space them further apart. And while they're still new, we can do that. And then the crepe myrtles need to have full sun. So we could put them over here and here. And you don't really need this many plants. And they turned around and looked at me and go, okay, so we're going to ask you to help us sue the city, because they told us that we had to plant all these plants and you need to help us sue them. And I went, excuse me. Sorry. Got to run.
Oh, wrong person. Did I say I was Teresa Watkins? No, I'm not.
Boy, and so sometimes it's not really good to offer help in situations. But then when I see something that's been installed incorrectly, you don't want to tell the property owners that, you know, this wasn't done correct, because they paid a lot of money for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, what should you do? Well, read my newsletters.
Yes.
But also, too, ask for help. You can, you know, reach out to the University of Florida's extension offices and say, what should we plant? How many will go here? Take a course. Take a landscaping course, especially if you're working with property managers or landscaping crews, so that you know what they're telling you is correct.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can always ask for advice. And you can always call Better Lawns and Gardens and ask me.
Yes.
And I can tell you, you can send me an email and say, will this work? And so, you know, there's just lots of different ways. But you get that information in my landscaping
newsletter
in your backyard. And you can go to my website and sign up for it. It's free. I don't spam.
Well, and also if you're part of like a committee, then y'all are planning on doing something new, either building a new building or whatnot, then doing the newsletter, you can look and see what you've suggested here and there, and maybe that might go into your plans.
Yes, exactly. And so knowledge is power. That's what I always say. And just finding out. And here's where my books, you know, my A Gardener's Compendium, my three volumes, I'm working on the fourth. And I have books coming out. There's so many books inside me that's coming out, but I just don't have time.
You will.
I will. I'll do it. And so, you know, don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Abraham Lincoln said that. And so, you know, it's just something that everybody has an opinion, but it's not always correct. So if you're doing research on the internet, one, if you're in Florida, you want to go to the University of Florida. UF, you want to just put in the acronyms EDIS, whatever, with whatever plant you're looking for, or EDU. And would, no matter what state you're in, EDU, and put your question. And you should get a university, an extension article on it. So don't just, because I read so many things that are wrong, and I'm going, wow, that they're allowed to do this. Plants to grow in Florida. And then and they have, you know, for summertime, pansies. And I'm going, yeah, that's not
That's horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a professional, and I know that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just one of those things that you don't necessarily know. If you trust, if you've met them in person and you know that they know what they're doing, that's one thing. But if you're just Googling information, don't, you know. And Dr. Gary Bachman, he's going to be on in our next hour. And, you know, he has the best videos. He's such fun.
It is very good. You really, we'll get him to give all the information in the next hour. But if you do not get your hort,
daily hort,
yeah, daily dose of hort, yes, it is good information.
I do. I love watching him, so it's great. And so we'll be talking to him in the next hour. So Valentine's Day, we're going to go with what do the flowers mean? So aloes, the secret meaning behind aloes. Well, we're going to tell you in our next segment. We'll tell you in the last segment. We do have time for gardening questions. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680, and we can talk about that. I'm going to tell you about aloes and what amaryllis means, and basil. Basil has a secret meaning. Butterfly weed has a secret meaning, too. So we'll find all that out. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five for Valentine's Day next week is my favorite fragrant roses. And so the very first one is Perfume Delight, a hybrid tea rose. It is beautiful and wonderfully fragrant. The next, Angel Face. Very lavender colored, very, very pretty. Little frilly petals. Wonderful. Angel Face smells heavenly. Abraham Darby is my next, and it has a wonderful, wonderful perfume on it. Double Delight. Not only pretty, but exceptionally fragrant. And my top favorite rose that is fragrant is Sentimental. Sentimental. And that's spelled Sentimental. And you can look at the rose names and you'll know what to do.
And speaking of roses, here shortly, Peterson's Nursery is going to have theirs out for sale. Don't have a date yet, so don't ask and don't text. But they're growing. And here's what I learned from Peterson's Nursery last year. I never really paid attention that roses have different smells. I know that you would go, you smell, oh yeah, it does smell different. But his staff took the time and said, okay, Lizzie, smell this one. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then they said, no, this one smells more of like a grape-ish fruit smell. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, you know, but you don't just sit down. It's like sipping wine.
Yes.
You don't sit around and just, you know, you just, oh, okay, wine tastes like bitter, sweet, or whatever. No, I did not realize that each rose has this different smell. So thank you, Peterson's Nursery. And make sure you guys are paying attention to their website and stuff like that, because they're going to announce it.
They're getting ready for their rose sale. And so we also, too, want to wish Howie a very happy birthday.
Yes, happy
birthday. His birthday is the 13th, so we're going to be past it next week. But if you go into Peterson's Nursery, please wish Howie a happy birthday. He deserves it.
Yes, give him a high five.
There you go. And so you can do that. So I just teased about what the plants mean, what the flowers mean. So when you have aloes, that means affection. And so the meaning behind aloes is affection, but also grief. And so if you have someone who has passed away, you want to give them a gift, the aloe is a perfect one. Amaryllis means pride. And then basil. Basil is good wishes, and it's delicious. So good wishes for a delicious meal is wonderful. Butterfly weed is, the meaning of it is let me go. And then camellias, pink camellias, means they're longing for you. Camellias, red camellias, means you're a flame in my heart. White camellias means you're adorable. And then red chrysanthemums means I love you. Coreopsis, our state wildflower, means always cheerful. And of course, it's bright yellow and it looks fun and it pops up during the summertime and it's always cheerful. You have to smile whenever you see a wildflower field of coreopsis. Daylilies, the meaning behind daylilies is it's a Chinese emblem for mother. Ferns, if you have somebody you're fascinated with, ferns means magic, fascination, and secret bonds of love. Heliotrope, one of my favorite plants, means eternal love and devotion. Hibiscus is delicate beauty, and hollies, defense and domestic happiness. And then we have ivy, means affection and friendship and fidelity. Jasmine, white jasmine, means sweet love. And then myrtle. And I don't know, I mean, it just says myrtle, so I'm thinking it's just the tree, not the crepe myrtle. But if you tell somebody it's a myrtle, then you can say this. It means good luck or love in a marriage. Red roses means love, I love you. And then pink roses means happiness. And white roses means innocence or heavenly or I'm worthy of you. That's it. Give them a flower that says I'm worthy of you.
Nice.
Yeah. And blue salvias means I think of you. And red salvias means forever mine. Dwarf sunflowers is adoration. Tall sunflowers is haughtiness. And that's not H-O-T-T-I-N-E-S-S.
Oh, I was going to take it because that's usually what my husband buys me. So, hey.
Haughtiness. Yeah, we can spell it that way for you, Lizzie.
Thank you.
There you go. Sweet pea means blissful pleasures, goodbye, and thank you for a lovely time. Time is courage and strength. Red tulips is passion and a declaration of love. Violets are watchfulness, modesty, and faithfulness. And zinnias means lasting affection. So that's cool. So I'd like to give a shout out to the new Smyrna Beach Garden Club. They were fantastic this week when I came to meet them, and it's such a wonderful club. And you want to check out the newsletter because I got photos from our meeting. So thank you very much for the invitation. Let's go to Robert in Plant City. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Looking at this beautiful sunrise here in Eastern Hillsborough County, actually. My mailing address is Plant City.
I know exactly where you are.
I have two black diamond crepe myrtles I planted a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I have spider webs on them. And I don't like to just spray stuff because the spiders may be of some value. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling to ask, what do you think?
Well, I would have to see the web to determine, but you just could have spider mites, and they do make a webbing. And crepe myrtles are a little susceptible to it. Are they close in proximity to each other?
No. The plants are very, in my opinion, scrawny compared to my crepe myrtles that I have out in the front.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty gracious piece of property,
mm-hmm.
and I have some large crepe myrtles there. But the two up that I planted up near the sidewalk, they're about, I say, 20 feet apart.
Okay.
And I'm looking at them right now, and at the top, which is about, I say, 10 feet, there are webs up there.
Okay, and are they in shade or full sun?
They're in full sun.
Okay, well, you could just use insecticidal soap on them or a neem oil on it, and that will be fine to take care of it. How often do you fertilize it?
I fertilize at least 6 times a year.
Okay, so I'm not going to worry about it too much. I would just go ahead, if it's 10 feet tall, you know, you can just kind of cut them and okay. just throw them away. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you can just clip
yes.
the tops. And that way you don't have to use any chemicals on it. And okay. then just to fertilize like you're doing, that's fine. And watering, it may be because of the drought, we didn't have a lot of water. Are they irrigated or unirrigated?
Well, I'm a hand waterer.
Okay.
On some of my plants like that.
Okay.
I tend to have more control.
Okay. Well, that the stress of the drought may just make them more susceptible to insects. So go ahead and cut okay. them back and let them flush out again, and it should be just fine. And hopefully this year we'll have a little bit more water. Thank you, Robert. Let's go to James real quick in Tallahassee. Good morning, James.
Good morning. I'm calling about our lawn. A couple of weeks ago, we had quite a bit of ice on our lawn. You could not see the grass. That's how thick it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice was there for probably 3 days in some areas. The lawn is brown. Now that that's all gone, you can see that the mm-hmm. lawn is brown. And it seems kind of crunchy when you walk on it. And I'm just wondering, how long should I wait before we have someone mow our lawn?
Okay, well, is it St. Augustine or Zoysia? What kind of grass is it?
It's St. Augustine.
Okay, I would go ahead and start mowing now. You can go ahead and cut it back, and it'll recover. It will do just fine. You want to wait until March or the end of March, first part of April, to fertilize it. But go ahead and cut it back now. Not a problem.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we really enjoy the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling. Thank you for being out there. I appreciate it, James. So we are going to have a great next hour. I want to thank David White with the Greater Orlando Orchid Society. You can go to their meetings. You're always welcome at the Beardall Center, Senior Center. And next weekend, they have the Orchid Show at the Orlando Garden Club, which is on Rollins Avenue, right behind the hospital. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are the days for the show. So it's going to be wonderful.
And I'm being serious. We get so wrapped up in the Christmas holidays, and everybody's so busy, and you want to have these traditions. Well, why not start a brand new tradition and going to that and that event, and maybe even joining their and become a member of them, and just make that your annual thing? I want to take my family, my girlfriend, my kids, grandkids, and go to that and make it a new family tradition.
I think that's a wonderful idea. It's a very loving idea to spend time with your family. And what better way at a flower show, an orchid show? And you'll see them. They're going to be all different kinds of planters, all different kinds of colors and sizes. You're going to see the really exotic ones, and you're going to see the beautiful ones that you can find in stores. Lots of information. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed any of the show, go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, and search Better Lawns and Gardens, or go to betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com.